From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. When you think rattlesnakes, you probably think desert. But different species of rattlesnakes make their homes all over the country. While most of us know to steer clear of the rattling reptiles, hunters bring in thousands of snakes at traditional festivals known as rattlesnake roundups. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Jacob McClelland brings us to the roundup in O'Keen, Oklahoma.
If there are any rattlesnakes in these rocky hills in northwestern Oklahoma, Ty Judd knows where to find them.
Just watch where you step, because like right now, they're starting to move away from the dens.
Judd and his friends have been rattlesnake hunting these gypsum hills for years, armed with long metal tongs, a plastic bucket, and a few simple rules.
Never put your hand on a side of a hill unless you've looked it over, because little snakes will curl up there and they can bite you in the hand.
We rumble down dirt paths, stopping at dens in the craggy rocks. Judd carefully peers into each hole, plucking out the venomous snakes one by one.
When he was like sucking in there, that's like when you jump, you know, you get down and get gathered up so you can jump real high. Well, that's kind of what he's doing. He's sucking in air to get as much power as he can, so when he strikes, he's got a good enough power to get you.
Rattlesnakes are common in deserts and dry scrubland, but you can also find them in plains and forests. Here in western Oklahoma, their dens are in holes in the rocky outcrops. That's the most common place to find them.
Well, that wind is sailing up that little tree deal there now.
David Wilson is Judd's dad. He says when the first homesteaders arrived in prairie towns like O'Keen, they had a mountain of rattlesnakes in the hills. Ranchers and farmers wanted to get rid of them, and so began a friendly competition.
They was killing them and seeing who could bring in the most. Well, then it went from who could bring in the biggest. Well, then it went from that, well, let's just see who can bring in the most and the biggest live rattlesnakes. And then it went from there.
That competition culminates in O'Keen's Rattlesnake Roundup, one of five such festivals each year in Oklahoma. The main attraction is the so-called Den of Death, where hundreds of mostly western diamondback rattlesnakes slither and rattle while handlers show off the snake's fangs and venom. Over 2,000 rattlesnakes went through the roundup this year, but none left alive. A buyer purchases the reptiles for their hides and meat.
These are the butcher snakes. These are what we're going to butcher. So let's get us a good one here.
Ty Judd cracks open a box full of rattlers at the fair's butcher shop in front of some curious onlookers, grabs one by the head, and puts it on the chopping block where it meets the business end of a hatchet. The snake is then hung and skinned. The meat gets fried. Rattlesnake roundups are not as common as they used to be, and a study found they hurt populations of the eastern diamondback rattlesnake in the southern United States. Some roundups in Georgia have stopped killing the animals. But wildlife diversity biologist Mark Howery with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation doesn't think the western diamondback here is on the decline.
We're not seeing a contraction in their range. We're not seeing, you know, a strange or a differing size distribution brought into rattlesnake roundups, but we don't really know what the density of rattlesnakes is.
To some, rattlesnake roundups are inhumane because the snakes are killed as part of a show. The Center for Biological Diversity has called for an end to roundups. Cameron Seiler is the assistant curator of herpetology, or reptiles and amphibians, at the Sam Noble Museum in Norman, Oklahoma.
We would never see this behavior done on any other group of organism on the planet, definitely not in a public forum and celebrating kind of a mass killing of larger or vertebrate animals in general.
Seiler says roundups today don't protect farmers and livestock.
I feel like the roundups actually impose a greater risk to humans than just leaving them alone, because you're bringing hundreds of individuals of venomous snakes in close proximity to a large number of humans.
Today, rattlesnakes aren't nearly the threat they once were on the prairie. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says, on average, about 5 people die each year from snake bites. More die from lightning strikes and fireworks accidents. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob McClelland.
And I'm Christopher Husted, KBIA News, Columbia.